I want to talk to you about a different approach, an approach that's worked for hundreds of years, probably thousands, but hundreds under a particular title, that's made a huge, huge difference in the quality of people's lives. So, what is health? Put it down. It is energy, it is vitality. And I put with energy, everything in life becomes real and possible. Now the big question, of course, is where does energy come from? Where does all energy come from in everything, whether it be plants or animals? Where does energy come from? That's right, it's made up in your cells. Cells are the factories, they are the building blocks of all life, plant and animal. Now if we think about that, if cells are where energy happens, they're this little biochemical electrical factory. And you've got, to give you an idea, inside your body, 75 trillion cells in your body. 75 trillion. And all they are is life pulsating through you. You are nothing but cells. Every organ in your body, every bit of tissue is made up of nothing but cells. Cells are the basic building block. So think about this then. If you and I want to have lots of energy, we better make sure we take really good care of our what? The cells of our body must be nurtured. Health, life and death starts, is created and ends at the cellular level. That's where it all is. As your cells go, so do you go. So what you gotta be thinking when you're thinking about health is, what is this gonna do to my cells? Now think about what a cell is, the membrane of a cell. Think of this little factory. Is this a sensitive little device, yes or no? You better believe it. That's why we have all this exterior to cover us, and all these orifices have a series of filtering devices before anything can get into that bloodstream to make sure that you're protected. But a lot of us have learned that when we get ill, what we should do is inject foreign matter directly into our bloodstream, directly where cells are gonna be impacted with no filtering device. And we wonder why we don't seem to get better long-term. So what we wanna do is we wanna make sure we take care of those cells. So on page 7 at the top, the quality of our life, this is our core organizing principle for health. The quality of your life is the quality of the life of your what?
Cells.
So then the big question is, okay, Tony, so what do my cells need to not only survive, but to really thrive? The number one force of energy that cells use, they must have, is called oxygen. Health is energy. Energy is built at the cellular level. Cells must have oxygen. It is the number one source of energy on planet Earth, not food. Oxygen. When you are tired, the first thing you must do is get more oxygen to your system. How do they get you to go for 3 days and three nights through an insane number of hours, unbelievable intensity, and not be out of your mind with like your body feeling horrible and terrible and tired? How many felt pretty energized most of this weekend long? Say I. How do we do that? That's right. We were moving and we were breathing, but the movement was stimulating the flow of oxygen through your body. Whenever you have pain, you've been sitting a long time, it's because you don't have any blood flow. The blood flow isn't flowing, so you're not getting fresh oxygen as clearly or as much, and so you experience this thing called pain. Oxygen is the number one source. The second thing that cells need to thrive is nutrients. Nutrients, not food, because many of you eat what you call food is doesn't have any nutrient left in it. Right? It's totally devitalized, and it doesn't give the cells anything. And here's the secret. Anything you put in your body must either be assimilated or eliminated. If your body can't assimilate it, it's giving it no nutrients. And if the body has to eliminate it, that requires a large amount of what? Anybody know?
Energy.
Most people are eating food that is draining them of life force, because it's food that the body has to work overtime to trigger and figure out how to detoxify and change. Working overtime trying to eliminate. So all the nerve energy is being wasted away. That's why people go to sleep and they have more than 6 hours sleep and they're still tired. Or in some cases, maybe more than, maybe with 7 or 8 hours sleep, right? How embarrassing. But it's because that person wasn't getting oxygen, because the whole blood supply is all thickened up trying to deal with the fact it's not getting nutrients. Anything that destroys or diminishes the flow of oxygen to your system is potentially disease-producing and absolutely lowers your nerve energy, period. Anything that'll increase your energy flow is really anything that'll increase the flow of oxygen to the cells of your body. So think about it. Anything that's gonna interrupt my flow of oxygen, diminish the flow of oxygen, is disease producing. Anything that'll increase the amount of oxygen that gets to my cells is gonna make me more healthy and more energized, period. Now, nutrients, by the way, are important because they help to provide the energy so that your ATP can be continually manufactured, continually reconnected in the cell. So you got to have nutrients, not just quote unquote food. And the third thing that all cells need to not only survive but thrive, and this is the thing most people don't do, the ability to eliminate their own waste. What is the process of life? At its basic essence, it's consuming and eliminating. Right? That's basically what all animals do. It's what your cells do. They all consume. They take in nutrients. They take in oxygen. And they spew out and eliminate their waste products. The problem is, what happens if the cell is living in an environment? Where's the environment? Let's say the bloodstream. The blood is delivering these nutrients. The blood is delivering for us this oxygen. But the problem is, what happens if day after day after day, we're constantly putting more poison in, more things the body cannot assimilate, has to eliminate, till the energy of the body gets lowered? Pretty soon you start to accumulate what in the body? Waste, toxicity, toxins. Part of that waste is, watch this right now. Boom! 7 billion liver cells just died. How exciting. But guess what? Boom! Same time, 7 billion new ones were created. Only one problem could come up. If you're living your life in a way where your nerve energy, what most of us would call resistance, is lowered because of the way you're living your life, now there may not be enough energy to eliminate that waste, which is natural waste. The body knows how to eliminate it. And so it's get retained in the blood. Now your blood, day after day, gets more and more toxic. As it gets more and more toxic, to protect you, guess what your body does? Retains more what? Water.